Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a full show of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck, wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. To book your free marriage strategy session with Nicola, get the free marriage ebook or donate. If you are enjoying the show and want to help keep it flowing, visit www.nicolabeer.com.
Hi and welcome. So happy you're here. So happy to be here with you. Today I'm talking about how to get over cheating insecurities. Are you stuck right now with constant thoughts about your partner cheating on you? Do you question whether they've told you everything? Do you beat yourself up for not knowing about their cheating earlier? Or for not being attractive enough? Or not good enough in bed? Or for lacking skills in communication or connection or expressing yourself? Do you find it hard to let go of these thoughts? Do they seem to be on repeat? And no matter what you do, you can't shift them? Or do you find yourself playing detective in the middle of the night or in the middle of the day when you're doing some other random task? A thought will pop in telling you to check something or to analyze something, and it just gets absolutely consuming. And then these turn into insecurities, self-attacking thoughts perhaps, thoughts that they're going to do it again to you, worrying whether you will ever love again, trust again, feel safe and secure again. If any of this is resonating with you, then this audio is for you. I'm going to be suggesting some positive things you can do to help you get over cheating insecurities. And for extra support, I have my free Facebook group, the Relationship Tips and Advice and Tools Facebook group, where many people are going through this right now. And I also have, of course, working with me one-on-one, programs for couples and programs for individuals to calm their mind, to focus on themselves, on adding more positivity into their relationship, into their life, healing and moving forward. So let's go back to the tips. The first thing is to really prioritize healthy habits. This is so essential. Yes, it's basic, but it's so essential. Just keep reminding yourself. When we're going through emotional pain, stress, and tension, we need to go back to the basics of healthy habits. Paying attention to getting enough sleep, drinking enough water, and spending time spoiling yourself with self-love treats at home. Healthy lifestyle habits can have such a positive impact on a person's mental well-being during what can be such an emotionally and mentally draining and confusing time. No matter how long ago you discovered their affair, your healing journey is not going to be, based on the 12 years of experience I have in this area, a straight linear healing line. For most people, it's horrendous at the beginning, and then it gets a little bit better month one, better month two, better month three, but there still will be triggers, or there still will be times where you feel like you're doing so well and then you can just go backwards for a day or so. And so looking after your health is going to help you get through those extreme waves of emotions, whether it's sadness, disbelief, shock, pain, anger, unworthiness, loneliness. And by unworthiness, that can mean different things to different people. For some people, they feel unlovable, ugly, unattractive, fat, boring, dull, all of those different things. They can also question their choices in life, their love life, and wonder, will they ever be normal and happy and at peace again? And yes, you will, if you take loving, supportive actions to help yourself get through it. So, are you drinking enough water? You can get an app to help you with that. Are you eating well? Spend some time creating a nutrition plan for yourself. If you don't feel like eating, have smoothies, have soups, have things that you can stomach, have ice cream if you want to, with loads of fruit. Just give yourself nourishing foods and also getting a good sleep. For me, to get a good night's sleep, I need to listen sometimes to a sleep meditation, especially if I'm going through an emotionally difficult time. I also need to exercise, because if I'm not exercising, I'm not physically tired enough to sleep well. I'm mentally tired, but not physically tired. So there's lots of different things you can do to create peace. For a lot of people, it's listening to a meditation to calm their mind before they sleep. All of these things may help you. The next is handling panic attacks, getting support for anxiety after relationship insecurities are triggered. So I mentioned about sleep. Panic attacks can be a reason why people find it very hard to sleep and to be at peace. So can night terrors, waking up in the night to vivid dreams about losing things, losing your relationship. It can be symbolic, or it can be about being cheated on again. It can be about crying. It can be about falling, all different things. And I do have special hypnotherapies and meditations that I create for people to come over these emotional difficulties like panic attacks and anxiety and night terrors and dreams and things. So do reach out. And you can also find some on YouTube, maybe not the hypnotherapy and the panic attacks. However, there are some calming meditations that you can download for free on YouTube. Hopefully, if you've got the subscription, not to get the adverts, because nothing is more annoying than listening to a YouTube meditation and then having the advert go off in between. So this can really help. Sometimes I do talking therapy and CBT, but often this isn't enough to change the deeper thoughts that can often seem so out of control. They can often plague you. You don't want to be thinking about it, but it just keeps coming up and on repeat like a broken record. And I know that many people feel like they're never going to be free, that they're never going to see their husband or wife or their boyfriend or girlfriend in the same light again. They can feel like they've lost themselves. Why are they playing detective now? Why are they obsessed with knowing the truth? Will they ever know the truth? How will they know the truth? How could their partner lie to their face? These things go on and on and on and on and on. And if you're keeping it all into yourself and you don't have someone safe to share it with, it can literally become so overwhelming that then it comes out in your sleep. It comes out in the body as a panic attack or as a physical symptom. A lot of people have stomach ulcers or low immune system, neck ache, back ache, shoulder ache, things like that. So do look after your health and get support if it's emotional and you know it's emotional, to release it. The third really important thing is building self-confidence. All cheating, whether it's cyber cheating, emotional cheating, physical cheating, sexting, micro-cheating, it can take a toll on your self-confidence and your feeling of being lovable. So it's so crucial for our happiness to build our confidence. If you lack this before you discover the cheating, then for sure, after affair insecurities will make the insecurities that you had before even worse. And that's why it's essential to make sure that you are feeling happy with your personality, happy with your body, happy with yourself, with your achievements in life, accepting yourself, loving yourself exactly as you are. I have a 16-module self-love and self-confidence course, and I give at least 10 meditations with that to boost self-esteem, to feel loved, happy and secure, to trust in your relationship, to trust that you're always going to be okay because you will look after yourself no matter what happens. And this can help a lot of people. It's on my website if you do want to find out more. And you can download for free my self-confidence, self-esteem meditation. Just go to nicolabeer.com or join the Relationship Facebook community or the Vinana Dance and Meditation Facebook community. They're both two free Facebook groups which have all of my meditations in there to help you for free, because they really can make such a difference to shifting our energy. They're not as powerful, I must admit, as having one especially created for you, which is what I do with my private clients. However, they are definitely a great help, and I do get positive feedback all the time for people that get my audio courses. So the next one is to step out of your comfort zone. To build confidence, listening to meditations and audios is great. However, actions build confidence. Doing something that is out of your comfort zone. So many times when I'm helping people to build their confidence, to change their life after a breakup, to heal their marriage, I find people saying to me, and I was exactly the same, so I can really relate to this, when I feel better about myself, then I will do this. It's the same when people come to quit food addictions, alcohol addictions. They're like, when I feel better about my body, I will go to the gym. When I do this, I'll do that. And I used to say to myself every single year, for 4 years in a row, my New Year's resolution was, I must get over my fear of public speaking. Because I knew it was holding me back. I could do podcasts because I can hide, but actually standing in front of an audience, having to remember what to say, and being looked at, I used to shake, my body used to shake, my hands used to shake, my legs used to shake, and I would have this self-attacking voice in my head saying, that sounded stupid, or you're shaking, or you look stupid. And so my heart rate would go up, I'd go bright red in the face, I'd shake, I'd have this dialogue inside of my head whilst I'm trying to talk, and it was a disaster. And I had one bad experience, and after that, the fear was in me. So every year I used to write, must get over my fear of public speaking. And like many people, I was hoping that I would just somehow get over it and then be able to do some talks. Well, it was coming to the fourth year of this New Year's resolution being there. It was in the November time, and I was like, oh my goodness, I cannot write it down as another New Year's resolution next year. I have to take some action. So I sent out a flyer to all of my friends and into the people in Dubai in my relationship community. And I said, I'm doing these talks in this coffee shop, restaurant, at this mall, in this time, please come along. And I just booked two workshops for myself. And luckily, a lot of my friends came, so the first one went fine, and then I did exactly the same the second time, and that built, helped me with my confidence. And I did listen to a public speaking hypnotherapy that I created for myself, and I did feel better just listening to the hypnotherapy. I did feel like I was healed, but I couldn't confidently say I've completely got over it until I took that action. So to get your confidence really up, do some positive actions to step outside of your comfort zone. This year, I've really also stepped out of my comfort zone, and I'm so excited and happy that it's worked. And that is, I had a mental block last year that I really wanted to do these online dance and meditation classes that met different time zones around the world. But I'm a morning exerciser, I'm a morning person, and I was like, how on earth can I deliver a dance class and a meditation to meet the times for people in the US to join in their morning? That's going to be like 8 p.m. in the evening for me, because that's 8 a.m. on a Sunday Pacific time. And I thought, there's no way I'm ever going to be able to do that. However, I spoke to my social media assistant and best friend, and she said, let's just do it. And I said, yeah, let's just do it. And I'm now in week 3 or 4 of it, absolutely loving it. I do have the energy because it's my passion, and because the music gives me energy. And I've realized that that was just a limiting belief I had, that I cannot dance and I cannot have lots of energy at 8 p.m. at night, when actually I can. So I've smashed that. So if you're listening in the US, please do join. I'm also going to have a really early 6 a.m. one my time, and that will be 6 p.m. in Pacific time, I think 9 p.m. Eastern time. and central time around 8 p.m. as well. So there's lots more coming if you do want to join the Facebook group. So yeah, that was me pushing myself out of my comfort zone. At the moment, I'm helping a lot of people to push out of their comfort zone by giving up alcohol, giving up porn, giving up all white lies, giving up chocolate. Is there anything like that that would help you to break out of your comfort zone? Some other people I'm supporting, they're getting really into painting and artwork. Another lady is setting up a YouTube channel. Someone else I'm working with is training for a triathlon, her first ever triathlon. Another man I'm working with is learning how to swim. He never learned how to swim as a child, and it's something he's always wanted to do. So is there something that you are holding back on? And can you use this as like a metaphor to yourself, as like a breaking point where you say, I am strong. And if I can break through getting out of my comfort zone in any area of my life, then I can get through this. Sometimes something completely different we do can be that symbol to ourselves. Yes, I am strong. Yes, I can challenge my limiting beliefs. And these are what relationship insecurities are. They're limiting beliefs that we're going to stay stuck. They're limiting beliefs that we're going to suffer with never trusting again, with never being happy again. It's a limiting belief, and all limiting beliefs can be changed by smashing them and by hypnotherapy and meditations. And I always like to follow the philosophy, and it helps me, so I'm just going to share it in case it helps you. Dream big, start small. I always have to keep reminding myself of that. Dream big, start small. Because my mind will want me to dream big and start big and do a million different things at once and then get completely overwhelmed, say it's too much, and then completely stop everything or give up. And that's why I just need to also be kind and loving to myself. Dream big, start small, small changes. And, you know, like some of the things I've had to give up on this year and at the end of last year was I cannot be active on Instagram all the time. I cannot be one of those people that has a gazillion followers and posting all the time, doing the lives, putting a lot of effort and energy into Instagram. Because the most important to me is the listeners of my podcast show, number one. Of course, the people that I'm helping, that's also number one, that I'm regularly in touch with. But that, of course, goes without saying, the people that are working with me privately. And then after my podcast, or in line with my podcast, it is my Facebook groups, the dancing one and the relationship. People in there get my love and attention. And then as a bonus, a few YouTube videos to help my and support the people that subscribe to me on YouTube. But you can't do everything. And so Instagram, it's like, yeah, letting it go. And that's where I see a lot of people when they're having their own business, they try to do everything. And it can be really overwhelming to do everything. So sometimes being kind to yourself is letting go of things. And maybe, of course, the business side of things may not apply to you at all. But are there things? Are you trying to do too much? And are there some things you just have to say to love myself enough to focus on my family, on my relationship, on my work, on my whatever it is that lights you up? Are there some things you just need to lovingly say, okay, I'm going to let them go? So hopefully that has been helpful in some way. The next one is redirecting your energy. It can be easy to get stuck in feeling upset, angry and hopeless about the cheating and what this may mean for you in your relationship. Overthinking everything is extremely tiring, and those what if questions can plague your mind and bring your entire mood down. And we all know how difficult it can be to shift something that's on our mind, especially by telling ourselves not to think about it, or worse, hear that same rubbish advice from others telling you to keep busy or don't think about it. It's impossible, right? Of course, you are going to think about it. And if it was that easy to not think about it, I think you would have done that already and you probably wouldn't even be listening to this podcast show, let alone this episode. Of course, you will think about it. So accept you will think about it. And you're going to think about it a lot, especially at first. However, it does become less and less. And to help yourself, you can do certain things to redirect your thoughts. So you're going to think about it. Let's accept that. You can ask yourself different questions. You can ask yourself questions like, how can I heal? What do I need them to say or do? How can I love myself more? What can I do to boost my energy today? What can I do to boost my confidence today? What can we do to make the relationship stronger? What can I do to release this negative energy? What can I do to shift my energy? What will make me smile today? I'm going to share something with you that happened to me about a month or so ago. I was getting really angry about the service I was receiving. I hired an interior designer to help me paint my house and choose a few bits of furniture because I was too busy to do it myself, and as I was just really busy with the relationship coaching. And so I thought, okay, I don't have the time to do this, and I do want to freshen up the energy in my home. So I hired this lady. And then unfortunately, she was late every single time we booked an appointment, like sometimes hours. And every time she said that she was going to be here at a certain time, she was delayed. And it drove me crazy. I also found that one of the times she was drinking on the job. And because I used to suffer with drinking and addictions, I chose to forgive and to let it go. But when she was late again, one day, I was probably woke up on the wrong side of the bed. I was really raging. I felt so angry. I booked the day off work and I was sat waiting for her. And the longer she took, the more this self-pity, this anger, this rage was inside of me. I knew I was feeling all this negative energy inside me. I can feel it, the tension in my face. I could feel the tension in my body, in my shoulders. I started to feel a bit physically sick and I knew it was toxic. Because I'm so self-aware and everything, I was like, oh, Nicola, you need to let go of this. This is really negative energy. You need to get rid of this negative energy. And of course, sitting down and doing a meditation or writing a gratitude list or even dancing to some happy music was not possible. I was not in the mood to sit and meditate. I was not in the mood to listen to some high vibe music. I was definitely not in the mood to journal and write a gratitude list. I was fuming. So I decided to go outside. I screamed at the top of my voice, which maybe I shouldn't have done that. Sorry, neighbours. And then I just did loads of jumping jacks. And I was just doing I probably did about 3 or 4 minutes of jumping jacks. Completely exhausted myself. Came back in the house, laid on my sofa for 10 minutes, and I felt a million times better. So sometimes when we are going through such an emotional roller coaster, we do need to let that intense emotion out. And I'm not proud of myself that I had to scream, and I don't really care. I needed to let it out. I needed to get it out of my body. I needed to shift. And now I will, if I need to do that again, scream into a pillow, scream underwater, which someone gave me that tip, or just go somewhere maybe where it's not in my neighborhood and maybe like a beach or a mountain cliff to do it. But if you need to scream into a pillow, punch a pillow, do some jumping jacks in the garden, think of me and just let all the stress go. Because sometimes it can be so overwhelming. And when you can do calming things, do them. Do a hypnotherapy for calmness. Journal, cry, dance. And when it's extreme emotions, do whatever you can to shift that energy. Some men I've worked with, some women I've worked with, they've got like a boxing thing in their house and they just will punch. And it's really great, isn't it? For your arms, for your abs, for your whole well-being, boxing. So maybe you can also do that. So the point of sharing this with you is, if you cannot shift your mindset, shift the energy. Release the energy in whatever way feels good to you. The next tip is to really identify who is a reliable support system. It's so important to know who you can turn to when you need to turn to them. Who can you speak to when you're not feeling good? When you're in a negative mindset? Who is going to listen without judgment? Who is going to be on your side? When you're trying to get past the cheating and relationship insecurities, you may hear some unhelpful comments like, "You'll be fine, don't worry, time will heal, everything happens for a reason." These can be really triggering things to hear. It's unhelpful. Especially like, "Don't worry," I can't stand that. When people say, "Don't worry." How do you know I can't worry? That's what I think anyway. So, of course, if people are saying it with a good intention, you may be able to just lovingly let that go. However, if you are in a vulnerable place, do choose people that you feel safe and secure with. Find people that will offer you love, compassion, positive solutions, show you that you're worthy of love, do things to support your health, like offer to go on a walk with you or do a yoga class with you or a meditation with you or something like that, that will support you by recommending you eat well and sleep well and things like that. And give you a hug. I know in these times we're not really allowed to hug that much with people. However, if you feel they're safe, have a nice hug. The next one is setting yourself smaller goals whilst recovering and processing what has happened. So what do I mean by that? So if you're expecting yourself to be your high achieving self, whether you are a person that looks after the home and the children, whether you're a person who is working or looking after other family members, you probably are having a lot of different activities to take care of every single day. And if you expect yourself to be perfect, if you expect yourself to be running on 100%, then when you fall short, you may start to be harsh on yourself. So reduce the pressure. Lower your expectations of yourself during this healing period. That doesn't mean give up. It means be gentle with yourself. Take it easy on yourself. Tune into how you're feeling. Tune into your body. Tune into, is it realistic with the goals that you've set yourself today? Praise yourself at the end of the day. Wow, you've done that well. Don't look for the negatives and what you haven't done and what you haven't given to someone else or to yourself. Accept and go with the flow is really the key. Being in the flow of life is so, so freeing. It can really help you to reduce that overwhelm when you're feeling vulnerable. And also, if everything is getting too much, if you're really at that point during the day where you feel like, "Oh my God, my head is going to explode, I can't take this anymore," then that is the time to go for a power nap, to go for a walk, to go lie down, close your eyes and listen to a meditation. Take time out. Even just 20 minutes. Sometimes I'll just take 10 minutes. So 10 minutes, relax. And then once you've relaxed, things don't seem quite as difficult as they did before you relaxed. And that follows in with my last point I wanted to share with you today. And that's just to take some time to check in with your feelings. This can make the process of recovery so much easier. Often the worst thing that people can do when going through any trauma and difficulty and struggle in life is to keep busy. Some people will throw themselves into work or exercise, doing it to the extreme, socializing to the extreme, never giving themselves time to think. And then when they are alone or when it is time to relax, they then take sleeping pills or feed themselves with alcohol and food and online shopping and online gaming or porn, or they literally just consume their head, consume, and they're not really feeling how they feel. And when we're not really feeling how we feel, we can't move on from it. It's going to hit them, unfortunately. It's going to hit later if we do not take time to say, how am I feeling today? What's wrong? What's the thoughts? Giving yourself attention. Then asking yourself empowering questions, like I mentioned already. How can I heal from this? What can I do for myself today? What action do I need from my partner? What things can we do together? How can we make the year more positive? How can I look after my health more? Who can I speak to for support? All of those empowering questions to move you forward. It's so important as well to take actions together. To take actions together to rebuild the relationship, to rebuild the connection, to get over cheating insecurities, to get over your partner having an affair. Whether it's in this relationship or another relationship that happened before your current relationship, having a vision where you're taking loving, positive actions together, communicating better, resetting your relationship. And this is something that I talk about in my 43-minute video relationship masterclass, which you can download on my website, and the link will be given along with this show. So many people have said to me that it's changed their life just watching it, and changed their relationship just watching it, and I really hope that's the same for you. It's completely free as well, so you can go and watch that. And good news, on Valentine's, I'm going to be publishing it on the podcast. It's going to be obviously a bit different because it's just going to be the audio. So if you are a visual person, then I recommend that you watch the actual video. And if you are an audio person and you don't have time to watch a video because you're always on the go, then it's going to be released as a podcast. So I'm really looking forward to sharing that with you. I know that discovering an affair can be really overwhelming. There are so many additional insecurities and worries that can come up. And I hope that this has given you some helpful tips and techniques that you can implement straight away. If you'd like to connect with me more closely, you can join one of my Facebook groups, the Relationship One. Love to connect with you in there. There's lots of people going through all different kinds of relationship struggles, as well as couples that have come through relationship struggles, and they're sharing their strength, hope, and wisdom with you. And there's my passion dancing and meditation group called Vinana Dance Party. As always, feel free to reach out to me if you would like some one-to-one support. You can book a free 20-minute call with me on my website. From my heart to yours, have an awesome day or evening ahead, wherever you are. Bye.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free marriage strategy session today, you can visit www.nicolabeer.com, where you can also get the free marriage fixing ebook, request a topic for the show, and make a donation if the show has been of benefit to you and you want to help keep it going. We wish you an amazing love-filled day ahead.